listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com, where audio files are available for download. You can write to the show by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. If you'd like a full transcript, you'd better get a pen. All aboard the English Express.
Good afternoon, or evening, as the case may be. Morning, maybe. Depends on when you're listening to us. Well, anyway.
Yeah, where you are on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a podcast, so you could be listening anytime.
Anywhere.
I just wanted to say that.
Well, welcome to the show. We've got a little bit of a motley crew with us this time. I've got Brandon as usual, but as an added guest, we have Alex. How you doing,
hey.
Alex?
Doing well.
We usually don't have guests because somebody has to watch the kids. But we got grandma in town, so.
Oh, how fun. I thought it was just you guys got a dog crate or something.
Oh, guess what? Speaking of dogs, I was kind of reading about this. You have dogs, don't you?
I have two dogs.
What are their names?
Sadie and Dio.
Do you like dogs?
Love dogs.
Oh, I thought you hated them. Which is why you would have them, of course.
Right. I mean, just the torture and maim, mostly.
Well, have you ever... I mean, do your dogs, like, do, like, silly things, like, stare at you sometimes when it's totally inappropriate?
Oh, define inappropriate.
I don't know. You define inappropriate. What are they staring at you doing?
This is on record. I'm not going to divulge that information. You don't pay me enough.
Well, have you ever... Well, have you ever wondered what they're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I guess when I'm trying to teach them something new, I wonder, you know, because like, say, for example, you're trying to teach a dog fetch, you know, and you're throwing the ball and you're like, go get the ball, go get the ball. And they're staring at you like, what is this guy doing? Like, why is he doing this to me?
Well, British researchers are now claiming that dogs absolutely understand things from a human perspective.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right? Well, what they did as part of the this study, they had humans who would teach dogs that it was not okay to take food from the table. And then they tested when dogs were likely to disobey. And they found that when the room was dark, even when a human was in the room, like let's say, you know, you've got some food in the kitchen and you turn off the lights to watch a movie, the dogs were twice as likely to take food and take more food and eat it way quicker than when the room was lit, because they figure, you can't see me.
Exactly. They know it's dark, so they know that they have the advantage.
Yeah, and if they figure that the humans can't see them, they're also more likely to sneak the food in general. Anytime they thought the humans couldn't see him do it. So if the room is light lit and the humans aren't around, they're like, yeah, I'm taking this food right now.
Stealthy little blanks.
So the result of the survey was that dogs first considered what humans could see before they broke the rules.
Right. And that's why when we do our training, we teach the dog that it's like, yeah, you may have this like short term reward, but if you go for it, you're going to get corrected hard. Whereas on the other hand, if you wait and listen to my commands and obey my rules, then you'll get rewarded heavily. And so you just kind of train that concept into them. And yeah, for all the dogs that are out there stealing your food, you're a bad dog owner because you didn't train your dogs well.
Oh, my favorite part of this story was they also found that the same results happened when everything was lit up. You were standing there, but you just closed your eyes.
Wait, what? Oh, so the dog saw you closed your eyes and they went for it?
And they went for it. He can't see me.
Man's best friend, my booty.
All right, let's start with a food pile.
I've been leaving on my things. So in the morning when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings. I don't want a pizza, I don't want a pizza, peanut brittle. I don't want a fair, I don't want a bagel, I don't want a pizza.
All right.
Like a bag of
so,
I don't want food, I don't want food.
It's the food pile. Do you like nuts?
I love nuts.
In your mouth?
I can suck on nuts all day, man. Even legumes. I'm not picky.
Stop it.
Alex, don't tell me you don't like a mouthful of nuts.
Do you ever remember that Saturday Night Live where they did that about the sweaty balls?
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, they're so creepy.
I think that was Molly Shannon and who else was in that bit? I can't remember.
Will Ferrell.
No. They had Alex. Oh, God.
Wasn't Will Ferrell in that? I thought that was Will Ferrell.
No, that was the guest star and then two of the main cast members.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell was one of them. Check it. No. You can find it on NBC.com. Look for Shweddy's Balls.
The Shweddy Balls, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your favorite nut? Busting one?
Roasted and salted, man.
I kind of – look, personally, I like peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, I think a mixed. I guess I have to pick one, huh? I got to pick a whole.
If you got to pick one,
I mean, because peanuts not even a nut.
Peanuts are nuts.
No, it's a legume.
Okay, whatever. They count as nuts, dude.
don't split
hairs on this.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of hairless nuts. Sorry, took us down a hole there. No, I guess almonds, maybe almonds or cashews.
Okay, now if you want to lose weights, are eating nuts a good idea?
Probably not. You lose weight? I don't know. I know nuts are high in protein, so they're good for building muscle, which I would imagine would be building weight.
Well, I was reading that there's actually quite a lot of calories in that. What was it, Alex? It was like, what was it? 8 nuts or 16 nuts?
Peanuts, like 16.
Okay, so 16 had like 900 calories or something?
No, okay.
Well, that is extreme.
No, like 130 or something. Like
okay, 130 calories and like 16 peanuts.
Maybe that's less. Still really high, but thank God it's not 900.
He's crazy.
I knew it was high.
I'm like, I send peanut butter in my kids' lunch.
No wonder they're coming back so heavy.
Right. Well, this is the source of the obesity epidemic.
It's people putting nuts in their mouth. It's just causing problems all over the place.
Yeah, you don't understand anything about calories, Cliff. So
you know what a calorie is, Cliff?
It's like energy. It's like energy. It's like gasoline for your tank. That's what it is.
Right. But like, what is the measurement of a calorie? What is it by definition?
It's pure goodness.
It's the amount of energy required to heat 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. See the difference between your boring stories and my boring stories? Mine are done by the time you start snoring.
All right. Well, previous thoughts were that eating a lot of nuts would lead to weight gain just because of the number of calories. And, you know, the more you eat nuts, the more calories you're getting. But Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Harvard School of Public Health ran some studies, and they found that people who eat nuts on a regular basis are actually far thinner than people who don't eat nuts at all. So we shouldn't really be worried about the weight gain thing. And they found that people who eat nuts on a regular basis also have 20% reduction in death from all causes. Specifically, 29% fewer heart attacks or any type of heart disease and 11% reduced risk of cancer of all types. And they say the most beneficial nuts are peanuts and any kind of tree nuts like walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, pecans, cashews, pistachios, things like that. So if you want to be healthy,
put nuts in your
mouth. Eat your nuts. All right. Now, for the last couple minutes here before our break, I love pizza. Pizza's not good. Now, this is one thing I definitely know is not good for you, but it is good in my mouth.
Well, it can be. I mean, depending on how you make it, you can make a wheat crust pizza with, you know, toppings from your garden.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's still not good for you with all of the dough and the cheese and the sauce and stuff. But what's your favorite type of pizza?
Oh, since childhood, it's the Hawaiian pizza all the way.
I Canadian love that.
Yeah, my favorite. So too.
Can you believe that only comes in eighth?
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, there's that's a eighth. Hatred for it out there.
Those people are crazy.
Pepperoni's the first one?
Yeah, pepperoni is comes in number one. Pepperoni
cheese is probably second.
No, not even on the list. No, I'm what? Sorry. I'm sorry. It's fourth. I didn't see okay. it. It's fourth.
All right.
It's fourth. I thought Hawaiian was has always been tops. I've loved pepperoni and I love Hawaiian. Those are the best, I think.
I would think combinations got to be way up there.
They don't talk about combination. The number two is sausage. Three is mushrooms, cheese. We already said that. Four, onions. Just an onion pizza is fifth. These all come in above Hawaiian. Olives.
No, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like they're picking individual toppings. That's your
favorite. Okay. I got you. All right. So they got onions, olives, bacon, then ham and pineapple, and then peppers is 10th.
You know, it sounds like seven out of 10 of those. That's just a combination pizza.
Okay. But they're still crazy if they don't put ham and pineapple a little higher. What's your favorite kind of crust?
I just like regular crust. I don't like the fancy stuff they do with it.
That
I
comes
just like
in second. That I comes in second.
Thin crust.
That's first. Alex got first. Thin crust, then regular crust, followed by what's three?
Gotta be stuffed crust.
That's fourth with 14%. Oh. It's almost tied. Deep dish.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
Deep dish is like a thick, like the deep pan. And so you get like really thick crust.
That's disgusting.
And it's kind of like burned on the edges, kind of. So it's like really crunchy and stuff.
It's a lasagna.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I make a great lasagna. I love homemade lasagna. I've tried at like the, I don't know, maybe at like a really good restaurant. But when I make it at home, you know. Lasagna is that is flat out awesome.
Well, flat out amazing.
Just ask your mama. I love that liner. Anyway, what's your favorite pizza place? Where do you go?
You know, I live in a black hole of pizza places. It's the funniest thing. I'm in a major metropolitan area, but like all the pizza places around me, their radius of delivery, just none of them overlap where I'm at. It's ridiculous.
I was like Papa John's.
So I go to Papa Murphy's around
the corner. That's what I meant. Papa Murphy's. Yeah. Take and bake.
It's the best.
Yeah.
That stuff is good.
That's what I do. It's cheapest and it tastes just like, you know, all the other pizzas, and it's around the corner from my house. So
yeah, we got the same thing. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with a little bit more here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast, the only radio show that supplements your English from some guy's garage. All aboard the English Express.
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Practice makes perfect, but nobody's perfect, so why practice? You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
You know what I love about living near the coast? I don't live near the coast anymore, but I used to.
The thing you like most about living near the coast is sleeping in your nice, comfortable bed because it's all a dream.
No, because I love romantic, long romantic walks on the beach.
Oh, bleh.
By candlelight.
No,
rubbing my toes in the sand.
Looking through tide pools is cool.
I like the little crabs and the starfish.
Yeah.
But you know the stereotype, romantic walks on the beach, you know?
Have you ever swam in the Pacific Ocean?
I have. That's awesome.
It's cold.
It is, but I love fighting the waves. And there are like really warm days on the beach.
Yeah, but I think about that movie.
Which movie?
Right away, because you were talking about romantic walks. I forgot where the dude was crying watching the sunset.
Bedazzled.
Yeah, right.
Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser.
And, oh, who was the actress in that?
Oh, what was her name?
Elizabeth Hurley?
No, well, she's the hot devil. But the love interest, you know, because he has, like, all of the dreams, you know, and everyone, it's, like, all screwed up.
You know, I never watched that movie. I just remember the
post. Dude, you got to watch that movie. You got to watch that movie. It's so funny. And Brendan Fraser, he says, I want to be more sensitive, you know. In fact, I want to be the most sensitive person on earth, but not like physically sensitive, like emotionally sensitive. And he's like crying at everything. It's funny. So it started as a long romantic walk on the beach. Larry and Claudia Moore were at the Pacifica Pier out in California, just talking about their love and the things that make their love great and their great, lovely dinner that they had earlier that day, when suddenly a giant sneaker wave came out of nowhere and ripped Claudia straight into the ocean. This is why the man should be like closer to the wave.
Was it Nike or Adidas?
What? Not that kind of sneaker, Brandon.
Aren't they called sleeper waves?
This one says sneaker waves. It can be a sleeper wave. It wasn't. It sure wasn't asleep when it ripped her out to tide. Now, Brandon, you should know this. If you because we used to live near the American River. And if you're swimming in the river and you get ripped out out into the sea or, you know, downstream on the river, you should turn around and fight the current, correct?
As hard as you can. And the best thing to do is to try and get water into your lungs while you're fighting. It gives you the abilities of a fish. And so you can just dart upstream like a spawning salmon. No, you swim sideways. You let the current drag you down, but at the same time, you apply a different vector, a perpendicular vector towards the shore, and get you sideways, and then grab on for dear life as soon as you get to the
side. In fact, I think this actually happened to me, because, you know, people drown in the American River on a regular basis.
It happened to me, too. You were actually there one day.
Yeah, I was, and it was me, you, and your wife. We were out there swimming. I had flippers on, right?
And Brittany was there.
Oh, Brittany was there. Okay. And so we were out there swimming, and I got caught up in this current, and I got pulled under. I got pulled down under the water. I couldn't come up. And so rather than fight it, I just kind of swam with the current and did exactly what you said. You swim sideways. And I ended up like way down the river because I popped out. But I hit the shore and I walked back up. And the only thing I was scared of is like a tree or something under the water. But I was never scared of drowning. Unless I hit
something. Don't let Dad ever listen to this episode, because he will lecture you for hours on the ways you'll get pinned under the water in that river.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that, because especially when you're in it. I was worried about it, and that's why I flipped and I was swimming feet first, so if I hit something, it wouldn't be my head.
Yeah.
Well, the wife knew this when she got swept out, and the last thing she said to him was, "Don't come out for me. I can handle it." Husbands don't listen to that. He jumped out there, got caught up in the same riptide. He was fighting the riptide. She went with it. About 10 minutes later, she was rescued by the Coast Guard, and he was pulled dead from the water.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, let this be a lesson to you. Do not fight the current. You will lose. The current doesn't get tired, but you will.
Or if you want to, you know, factor out an even better answer, if your wife is being dragged away by the ocean, just let her go. They're replaceable, people. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. What is a state capital?
That's the first letter of the name, like Arkansas. And it's the city.
They're the biggest cities in any state, right?
Not biggest, no, but it's like where the state capital would be, where the state commerce would be, state government would be going.
Yeah, like in California, the state capital of Los Angeles.
Right, or San Francisco. No, keep going down the list.
Fresno?
Bakersfield.
Redding?
Any of those would be better than Sacramento.
Yeah. Oof. So what would you say? Think about state capitals. What is the best state capital? What makes the best state capital?
New York isn't the state capital of New York.
No. Do you know what the state capital of New York is?
I should. Scruff McGruff, man. He's just going through my head. New York City, New York State, 10108.
Come on. It's Albany.
I was just about to say that, too.
No, you
I really
weren't.
Was. I really was.
No, you weren't. I gave you ample time before I buzzed you.
I don't know what the best state capital would be. Maybe.
Well, Wallet Hub did an in-depth analysis for 2016 best and worst state capitals. Okay, and they matched up by metrics ranging from cost of living to the school system, the number of attractions. Quality of life, you know, like all these kinds of things all built together to come up with the best state capital. And this isn't the best state capital to visit, because that would be Washington, D.C. That place is flat out awesome. I love D.C.
In some people's opinion.
To visit, I don't want to live there. I'm not crazy. But I think especially because I've only visited there once, I was blown away by the number of cool things to do there.
How long do you think you'd have to be there to, you know, really get a good feel of all of them?
Oh, God, at least a week. I was there, too. Wow. I didn't see everything. Because That's you go great. Through these museums and attractions are so gigantic and so full of awesome things. I mean, I spent all day in one museum, and I planned on going to, like, four. So, yeah, it's tough to find to see everything. It's cool. You got to visit there. But there is not a chance in hell I would ever live anywhere near Washington, D.C. unless I was in Congress.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like you go on vacations that you're so busy that you need a vacation from your vacation by the time you get home.
Well, it's kind of – look, I was dating a girl who lived near there in Maryland, and so
– Dating or hoping to date?
No, I was dating. I went to meet her parents, okay?
Okay,
she's like, I'm going back home. Do you want to come? And I'm like, free plane ticket in Washington, D.C., free accommodations. Yeah, going.
Yeah, cheap vacation for the win. I don't blame you.
Well, so, but everything together, they actually rank Austin, Texas as the top state capital to live in.
Oh, my God. Listen back to the audio. Did you hear me say that earlier?
What did you say?
Austin, Texas.
You before did not.
I did. It's on recording. Listen back to
it. I'm going to listen to it again.
I totally did say that earlier.
That's funny, because I did not hear or think I heard you say that.
Yeah, it was mixed in the middle, but I was saying Austin, Texas. So ding, ding, ding. I win the game.
All right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. second comes in Lincoln, Nebraska. Which,
where?
Lincoln, Nebraska. To which I would say, have you ever been to Nebraska? Because I don't know about that. I liked Raleigh, North Carolina came in fifth. Pierre, South Dakota came in eighth. Columbus, Ohio came in 10th. And I'm like, I don't
Columbus
know.
Columbus is the only one I've ever even heard of.
Pierre, South Dakota. I went up to South Dakota and it was kind of cool, but I don't think I want to live there. but I did like the list of worst state capitals. Boston, Massachusetts. Baton Rouge, Louisiana doesn't surprise me. Honolulu. is the 44th. I thought Hawaii is like a tropical paradise.
Isn't that because Honolulu is like super expensive and touristy?
Yeah, and it's like, and you can't leave. This one does not shock me. Trenton, New Jersey. I visited New Jersey. It was the worst place I have ever been to on planet Earth. I kid you not.
And worse than Sacramento.
Worse than Sacramento, worse than Kazakhstan. New Jersey was so bad.
Well, didn't Kazakhstan have that statue of the Beatles?
Yes. Yes, it did.
So that's better than at least 25 state capitals.
Yeah, and okay. Worse, though, Hartford, Connecticut. So I am never moving there. Couple of interesting things, though. Indianapolis has the what state is that in? Indiana has the best K-12 school system, 9 times better than the worst, which is
Sacramento, California.
I'm going to give that a big... Yes.
How did you know?
Because he lives there and has kids in the school system.
Yeah, and actually the Sacramento numbers were going up and up and up. We were like 22nd in the nation until the year I graduated high school, and they've been plummeting ever since.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I single-handedly raised the scores for California.
Did you?
Sorry that I graduated.
Well, Denver has the highest percentage of millennial newcomers with 8%. So, millennials, young people, are moving here, which is twice as much as Jackson, Mississippi. So we've got a lot of people moving in, and Mississippi has people moving out.
Well, I hope they're not going to New Jersey. I hear they're in for a bad treat.
Who do you think has the highest violent crime rate?
Chicago.
Actually... No, per 1,000 residents, which is the only way to measure it. Nope. Little Rock, Arkansas.
What?
Yeah. The place with the lowest, Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is about a half an hour north of where we live. Lowest crime rates, and Fort Collins, Colorado, right behind there. Sorry. The highest cost of living is in Juneau, Alaska, and Hartford, Connecticut. Which is also the worst place to live, is the lowest cost of living at only $23,000 a year.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah, well, it sucks, so nobody wants to live there. unemployment is in Hartford, Connecticut.
Poor Hartford.
They are seriously getting picked on. So anyway, basically anything not Sacramento here is going to be a good place to live. I don't know. So, but of course, like Fort Collins and cities like this aren't going to be counted because we're not state capitals.
Right.
But anyway, I don't know how Sacramento ever got to be the state capital.
I think it had something to do with intersection of railroads.
Could be.
Like, I'm pretty sure that was kind of
gotta be it. Anyway, well, that'll be our show for today. Next week, we're only going 30 minutes now. We did a little bit of a change there, so hopefully it'll be more digestible. But obviously, and I never got to listener mail. Dude, I actually got some listener mail that we're going to read next week.
Oh, we have to wait a whole week?
Well, we don't, but the people listening do.
Well, stay tuned.
All right, see you guys next week. Write in info@theenglishexpress.com. Until next time.
If the pen is mightier than the sword, why do actions speak louder than words? You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.